Editor's note. A previous version of this story incorrectly stated that the old St. Veronica's school property is owned by a company controlled by Italo Ferrari and Mike Ginobili. In fact, the St. Veronica's property is owned by 2,749,978 Ontario Inc., a company that lists Ferrari as vice president. Mr. Ginobili is not a director or officer for the company, and public records do not indicate he has any control of the company. Another company owned by Ginobili, Berkshire Enterprises Limited, is the lender on a $1.85 million mortgage registered on the former St. Veronica's property. A second mortgage, for $400,000, lists the guarantors as Ferrari and Ginobili. The previous version of the article also incorrectly indicated that the doctor's building was one of Mr. Ferrari's properties. In fact, the doctor's building is owned by a numbered company that lists Ginobili as its sole director. This article has also been revised to include the fact that land registry documents indicate a $1.5 million mortgage in relation to the General Hospital site was discharged in December 2021. A lawsuit commenced in September 2021, prior to the discharge of the mortgage, alleged that certain parties failed to pay the mortgage. It's been quite a rough go for Italo Ferrari in Sault Ste. Marie these days. A fire broke out at the former site of St. Veronica's Elementary School, resulting in even more damage to the already dilapidated vacant building in the city's West End. Land registry records show that a numbered company, 2,749,978 Ontario Inc., purchased the school site for $100,000 in April 2020 from Northern Advancement Capital Inc., which originally purchased it from the Huron Superior Catholic District School Board in 2015. Ferrari is listed as vice president of the numbered company. A sign currently posted outside the former elementary school on East Balfour Street suggests plans for Balfour Residences. In July 2021, the numbered company that owns the old school took out a $1.85 million mortgage on the property from Berkshire Enterprises Inc., an asset management company owned by Mike Ginobili. About 8 months later, in March 2022, the owner took out another mortgage, this one for $400,000 from M Plus McCurley Holdings Inc. The guarantors on the mortgage are Ferrari and Ginobili. Ginobili is president of two different companies that own portions of the old General and Plumber Hospital sites, which were purchased in 2019 with plans to redevelop the property into waterfront condominiums and a long-term care facility. Ferrari is the vice president of one of those companies, Leisure Meadows Community Living Inc., and has been the public face of the redevelopment plan. Court documents obtained by Sue today show that a mortgage provider on the vacant hospital properties took the owners to court last year, alleging non-payment on a $1.5 million mortgage. Filed in September 2021, the plaintiffs in the lawsuit were 2,156,423 Alberta ULC and Brysonwood Construction Inc. The defendants were Ginobili, a numbered company directed by Ginobili, 166,721 Ontario Inc., Berkshire Enterprises, and Leisure Meadows Community Living Inc. The mortgage was due to be paid off in July 2021. Land registry records indicate the mortgage was discharged in December 2021, 3 months after the lawsuit was filed. Earlier this year, Ferrari told Sue Today that he planned to convert the General Hospital site into a long-term care facility and retrofit 82 apartments in the five-story Plumber Renal Unit. An additional 65 townhouses are planned for the parking lot of the former hospital, he said. We are applying for a seniors facility for the hospital, so we are dealing with the government, Ferrari said at the time. For the other ones, we are going through the logistics through the city for townhouses. We are working on the file, but it is very slow. The General Hospital site and doctor's building are currently listed by Westroy Assets Management Inc. as a potential long-term care facility and a wellness center for seniors. The president and secretary of Westroy Properties Inc. is Mike Ginobili. The vacant hospital site has been a source of regular complaints from neighboring residents. Sault Ste. Marie Police Service reported 113 calls for service at the former General Hospital between 2017 and 2021. Three people were charged with various offenses during that time period. If there wasn't already enough heat on Ferrari, he's also the target of two other lawsuits launched over the past 2 years. In October 2020, Ferrari attempted to have a case against him and one of his companies, Core Life Inc., tossed out of court in Manitoba, arguing that the province lacked jurisdiction. As it turns out, a group of Manitoba-based investors say they paid Core Life for 450,000 shares, at $1 each, for the construction of a retirement residence in St. Thomas, Ont. In 2016, the shares purchased by investors were to be redeemed on or before March 30, 2017 for a price of $1.10 per share. The investors group subsequently took legal action in 2019 after they say Ferrari failed to pay. Another legal battle has seen Ferrari and a number of companies taken to court by MOS Mortgage Solutions Limited. Over a mortgage investment with respect to the development of a senior living facility in St. Thomas. According to court documents, MOS Mortgage Solutions Limited alleged that Fingal Property Holdings Inc., a subsidiary of Wilsondale Assets Management Inc. owned by Ferrari that was incorporated in 2014 to acquire the St. Thomas property, used funds from investors for other purposes than completion of the construction of the development. Fingal Property Holdings Inc. has since entered into receivership, with RMS Canada assuming control of the St. Thomas property and Fingal's assets. Ferrari made headlines last year when Nipissing MPP Vic Fedeli announced the creation of 96 long-term care beds in Trout Creek. The real estate developer also purchased the former Lady Isabel nursing home with plans to transform the empty building into a seniors living facility. Sue Today has reached out multiple times to Ferrari and Anobile, seeking comment. They have yet to respond.